From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. During the past week, there was something that made me turn back the years of memory to reflect on how we treat our younger colleagues. We don't need to be a trained psychologist or an educational professional to remember how we were in our teens. There is the academic evidence of the field of developmental psychology, which informs many professions. And there is the stream of our own memory, which can recall what it is like for us to be teens. There's that mind awakening when we tend to see the world around us and all its faults and beauty as something that we can conquer and remedy. It is the blind faith of youth that amazes the older people who have had to deal with the issues that they can't overcome because the system has beaten them. It is the innocence that provides the clarity of thought that sees answers to problems in society without the experience of a longer lived life. It is the naivety of the young to use the language that disturbs their elders because there may be issues of truth in it. Now, what has all this got to do with amateur radio? Simply that over many years, the hobby has sought to integrate youth into the mainstream of the hobby and failed. Why has it failed? We need to think back to our youth and try and remember how it felt to try and understand our elders. Not simply a matter of language, but the attitudes that we all cloak ourselves within. At a certain stage, adults have had sufficient life experience to adopt the been there and done that and have the t-shirt attitude. The young person, and particularly those living adolescents, have not reached the brain development of an adult, and the reasoning capacity tends to view the world in shades of black and white, without the nuances of colour and subtlety that older minds may have. It seems to be well borne out in the words of neuroscience and psychology. Now, this discussion was brought about by a new amateur who posted a query to a radio group concerning the use of amateur gear on CB radio. The responses were reasonably quick and included remarks that the person was new to the hobby, they needed to harden up, and the inevitable claim of having been on the radio since Adam was a boy. Sadly, no one seemed to address the question appropriately for the young person, let alone one trying to understand the ethos of certain aspects of radio-linked hobbies. The level of comment ended up with the questioner expressing dissatisfaction and saying they were leaving the group. Now, if the group was only meant for hairy-chested old men, it should say in its description. But it is generally a knowledgeable and supportive radio group that includes amateurs and CB operators, and even runs amateur nets. I think at times, people get provoked to having to justify a stance and react against the questioner, rather than considering it a part of being a good mentor, and responding as if they were young enough to need to ask that question. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater 146 decibel 7 MHz, immediately following the 9 AM transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Hello, Graham, VK4BB here. We've got the social scene for 2021. Now, due to the ongoing COVID-19 situation, please check these events direct for up-to-date status information. It's the TARC Australia Day Long Week Family Radio Camp at the Girl Guides Association of Queensland Campsite and Training Centre, Bluewater. Ipswich, the 13th of February between 10 and 2, a Weissen event at the Ipswich and District Radio Clubhouse. Operators will be setting up and demonstrating portable and base stations, along with portable masts, antennas and much, much more. VK2 Wyong Field Day, February 28. Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club will participate in the John Moyle. That's March 20 and 21 at the Model Aero Club, Mosquito Creek. Redfest 2021 happens April 10. The Clareview Gathering, 30th of April to Monday morning, the 3rd of May. Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club's Theresa Creek Campout is on from Friday the 28th till Sunday the 30th of May. And just about wrapping up the 2021 year will be a Lara meet in Bendigo, October 1 through 4. Now till next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Thanks for listening to Q News.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.